Welcome back, Wicked Bunch. I'm your host, Alyssa.
And I'm Tasha.
And we're back. Okay, listen, I'm sorry we didn't record last week. Please stop yelling.
it was a struggle week. It was a struggle week.
It really was. So New World Beta came out for me, and I was binging that. And then Tasha had sick babies, and so she was binging that.
It was so much fun.
It was awesome. So we couldn't post anything last week, but this week I got a crazy one for you, so I hope this makes up.
And we're back. That's what matters most. Yeah,
we are here and we missed you. How are you doing? Good. You need a hug? You want to talk about it? Okay.
Did you drink water today? Did you eat?
Did you drink that water? You better go drink that water.
Go get a glass right now.
Go get it. And then chug it while we read and tell you about this crazy ass story. I have a list now of cases that I want to do. Okay. I have a long list and we're going to get to them. Next one I think is going to be a crazy one. I think I'm going to do the one you suggested. So
ooh.
I'm excited.
The list just gets longer every day, I swear.
It really does.
You little weirdos love them just as much as us.
Oh yeah, definitely. So today, we're going to be talking about Carrie and Joe Peck. And this one is crazy. I'm going to tell you guys right now that there's a slight trigger warning and involves sexual assault and just someone being an absolute trash garbage can. All right. So, Carrie and Joe Peck was a 13-year-old girl with a really bright future ahead of her. Just like everyone we talk about, they were so happy and carefree. But Carolyn, who is Carrie's mother, said that she was also really stubborn and fiery. Okay, which same girl, same.
Those are good traits. Come on.
She's going to rule the world one day. But she would stand her ground when she wanted something. Like, there was no change in her mind. She was a bit of a monkey as well, because she would, like, climb on stuff all the time. And, like, she even told a story about how she had a cherry tree in the backyard, and she would, like, climb up to the very top and pick cherries. And then Carolyn would make those cherries into a cherry pie, which is Carrie's favorite. So,
that's so sweet.
It's so adorable because I used to climb trees all the time when I was younger. It was like the best thing in the world.
That's like a staple in anyone's childhood is climbing a tree.
Exactly. If you don't have a tree that you're thinking of right now, you're lying.
And if you're not lying, I am so sorry.
Yeah. That sucks. Really? Like, how did you fall from a tree and survive to tell the tale? Like, you... Everybody's done that, yeah.
You're telling me you didn't get a concussion?
Come on. okay, so also this story's kind of short, but it's crazy. That's why I chose it. So on March 16th, 1982, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Carrie and her best friend Margie went to school wearing the outfits they had bought a day before. So they went out, they bought matching outfits, and they like spent the whole day together, and they were like so excited to go to school the next day to show off their shirts and outfits. So they were like pumped. However, during the day, I guess a boy splashed paint on her shirt and she punched him and got suspended.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So she's suspended. And the school calls her mom and is like, hey, so your daughter's suspended. She punched a boy in the face. You need to come get her. Well, Carolyn said that, you know, the school is only a couple blocks away. She could just walk, you know, just let her walk. And they're like, okay, fine. So they sent her on her way to walk home. But hours passed, and Carolyn waited for Carrie to come back, and she never showed up. And a couple hours later, after searching the town for her and, like, trying to figure out what happened, eventually Carolyn called the police and put in a missing persons for Carrie. Now, a little while later, she thought back on this, and she's like, I kind of think that she got suspended on purpose that day because there was a party going on a couple houses down at her best friend Robin's house. And they were throwing a party for the people who were skipping school that day. And Carrie really wanted to go, like any other teenager would.
Oh, she's sneaky.
Yeah, she's sneaky. Yeah. And that's exactly what Carrie did. Obviously, she got kicked out of school and she went directly to Robin's house, which again is her best friend. And she started partying, you know, like it was 1:30 in the afternoon. She just got suspended from school. There's a party here with alcohol and drugs. Like, let's get it.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much her attitude right now. During this, she meets 17-year-old Jose Ferreira. And he came in not long after she did, and they started to flirt and, you know, kind of get along as teenagers often do.
Gross.
Yeah. Teenagers. Disgusting. At least it's not the Twilight murders. Okay, let's go. Anyway. okay, so they're like, they're talking and getting real close and flirty, and he's like, hey, let's go to the basement and have a little makeout session. Because, you know, that's what you did at 13 years old at a party.
Basement with spiders is my first thought. I was never the cool
so
kid.
So romantic. It's so romantic, you know? I like the atmosphere of all the brick walls around us. It's so great. Is that a chill web. Mirror? Yeah. No.
Spider web. Just give it a little razzle dazzle.
A little razzle dazzle with the swinging light, okay? okay, so they go downstairs, but halfway there, Carrie is like, hey, I don't think this was such a good idea. Let's go back. And Jose looks at her and says, you're going downstairs, and then pushes her down the steps. Now, she falls to the bottom, like, unconscious. She's not moving at all. So he thinks she's unconscious, and he goes over to her and tells her how beautiful she was before filling her up. But some articles actually said that he assaulted her. So you have articles that say he just, like, groped her boobs over her over her shirt. And then you have other ones that say that, no, he actually did assault her. So
cut his hands off. Cut both of his hands
off. Yeah, it's gross. But after he was done being a total creep and asshole, okay, he realized she's dead. Now, he freaked the fuck out. And was like, I need to hide this body. And drug her up the cellar stairs. You know how, like, basements have the cellar doors from the outside? He dragged her up those to the backyard. And he proceeded to dig a 2-foot hole under the porch and placed her inside.
Excuse me?
Yeah, he's like, let me just, and then, like, covered her up and walked away like nothing happened. He was like, well, that's another Monday. Just us. Yeah.
I'm a fucking freak, honestly.
For real. Like, I get it if it was an accident, but, like, don't cover, like, call 911, dude. Like, it was an accident, but, like.
Either way, he raped her. Like, yeah, no matter if she was dead, unconscious, whatever, he 100% should have tripped and fallen down those stairs and died.
Oh, yeah. He should have had his neck snapped as well. Thank you. Bye.
Next.
Yeah. Flash forward a little bit. It's 17 months later, and Carrie still hasn't been found. It was like she poofed without a trace. No sign of her, no clues, nothing. Now, Robin's mother, you remember the best friend, she decided that she wanted to redo the porch in the backyard. So when the contractor started to dig up, he hit something a little hard. And then he noticed hair on his shovel. And then started to wipe off the dirt of whatever he hit and uncovered Carrie's body.
So all this time, you're telling me there were so many people at that party, nobody noticed her slinking off with this boy and then just vanishing? Like, nobody came forward and was like, hey, he was with Jose the Jalapeno.
Yeah, and like, then
it disappeared?
Exactly. And, like, a couple other questions I've had when I was researching these. Number one, the decaying smell. Okay, I don't know how deep 2 feet is under that porch, but not wouldn't deep, you have smelled, like, even, like, a scent, a musk, 100%. Something? Like, maybe not as strong as you would normally a dead body because it's underneath, but you would have to smell something.
And ladies, do better. Like, if you're with your friends at a party, keep an eye on them. Keep tabs.
Yeah, never leave your friends alone at a party. Please and thank you. Even if you're going to the bathroom, do not let her go alone. Please. No.
And you take pictures of every guy she has seen with. Every other person that you don't know, you take a picture of them.
Mental
together.
Note to his, like, the hair detail all the way to his feet. You need to memorize that shit. Okay.
That motherfucker was wearing a size 12 and a half, and he was blonde.
He had a freckle on his left nose nostril, whatever that thing is. Okay, look, my friend's missing.
He had an overbite and 6 gray hairs in his mustache.
Okay, but the other question that I have, okay, it's a fucking party. A party. How many people were at this party? Because how would he have any know-how to go under a porch with a dead body, shovel a 2-foot hole, place her in there, and cover it up without anyone noticing? Without noticing at all.
And then what? Does he just go back into the party?
Yeah. Like, I don't... Yeah, he just goes about his day. Like, but how did nobody just walk outside? Like, if this is the 80s, I know people will be smoking. Come on. Well, you don't go outside for a smoke?
You don't notice someone falling down the stairs, and it's a house. It is a house. It is not a mansion. It is not huge.
Yeah. Ugh,
this don't sit right.
I have so many unanswered questions, and I couldn't find any, like, evidence photos because I'm a weirdo, you know? I couldn't find any. And yeah, I don't know how deep that hole was. I don't know how deep 2 feet really is, but I just don't, I don't think you wouldn't notice a 2-foot hole under your porch, you know?
No, you would absolutely have to smell that. That's awful. Yeah,
I don't know how they didn't. But anyway, we're going to move on for the sake of the story.
We just turned the short story into a whole feature-length film, okay?
Yeah, we went on a rant right there, but that's okay. I loved it. All right, so he finally realized it was body, called the police, whatever. And Robin's brother, John, remember him because he comes up again. He went out in the backyard, saw Carrie, and, like, threw up in the grass. Like, he couldn't believe it. He, like, threw up. And, like I said, Jose was there as well. And after everything died down and everybody left the scene, people saw Jose go to Carrie's gravesite, drop down, and just start crying, saying, "I'm just so sorry," over and over again. The neighbors thought that was a little suspicious. I mean, obviously, it's a little weird. And so...
If you said, "Sorry, I killed you."
Yeah. And so they called the cops and they were like, "Hey, there's a man back here just crying at this gravesite saying he's sorry. You might want to check into that." And they did.
Red flag.
Yeah, red flag going up. Wee woo, wee woo. The police went and got him. And questioned him, and he swore he had nothing, he didn't know anything, and apparently they thought he was A-okay and let him go. Now, the fucked up part about this, that you're probably gonna get really spicy about.
I'm ready.
He continued to be close to Carrie's family. He even went to dinners, like, sat at their dinner table with them, comforting them, and, like, living life with them. And he even said, "I know something about your daughter's disappearance, but I can't tell you, otherwise I'll be killed."
Like, okay.
Yeah, like, why would you say that? Like, excuse me, don't give someone, like, "Oh, I know something you were dying to know, but I can't tell you." Fuck you, don't do that.
Yeah, no, that's new. No, baby, no.
And why?
No, thank you.
Honestly, why didn't the police question him harder on that? Seriously. Like, hey, this guy told me he had info, but he can't tell me. You need to get it, you know?
That would be the first thing I think about, too, if someone in my family went missing or someone I love, care about, and they're like, I know a secret. I'd be like, oh, was it you, motherfucker?
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah, you do? Okay. Well, who did it? Why can't you tell me? It'll be our little secret. Come on. They didn't question him or anything. So this case sat for 33 years, and it almost went cold. Almost. Because 33 years later, Jose decided he couldn't hide it anymore. His wife was about to divorce him, and this made him slip into a heavy drinking binge. And I'm not laughing because this is funny. I swear to God, I'm laughing because, like, what the fuck? What the fuck, Jose? Okay, he decided the best way to keep his wife with him is to tell her about Carrie and what he did all those years ago.
Like, you got to be kidding me.
No, he legit was like, that is the best way I can keep her. Like,
no. Oh, no, baby, what is you doing? Like, honey, no.
What was your thought process? You were going to tell her, I killed this girl a long time ago. Now you can stay with me. And she was going to be like, oh, my God. What a man. Like,
because I love you, honey.
Like, what a man. And, like, stay with you. Like, no. No.
Hercules, Hercules.
I just want to know his thought process, all right? That's all. Come on, Jose. All right, now his wife, like a normal, sane human being, went to the cops and was like, hey, he just told me this. And while she was doing this, Jose decided he needed to just let it all go. He's been holding it in for too long, and it's time. Yeah, he called a suicide hotline and confessed to this poor woman. Like, she's probably on the other line, like, Like, this poor woman just heard how he, like, brutally hid this girl and is just like, so, yeah, you shouldn't kill yourself. Don't do that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like, don't do that. He even told her, like, I don't know if I want to go out in a blaze of glory or silently, but I needed to tell this first. Then after he hung up with the suicide hotline, guess who else he called?
Hmm. Her family.
No.
Oh, darn.
The news station.
What the fuck?
He wanted to tell the news station about this.
His very first phone call should have been to her family to apologize.
Or the police, you know. He finally...
Don't turn yourself in.
Yeah, he finally did call the police and was like, hey, it's me. Hello. But, like...
It's me.
Yeah, and they went and got him, but, like... Why wasn't that the first call? Like, while they're coming to get you, you could have called him. I don't know. I don't understand it.
I want to make amends for what I've done.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a great news article for you guys.
Hey, guess what? You know that killer? I am the killer.
It's gonna be me.
All right, so the police went and immediately arrested him. And in order to keep him from getting away and getting, like, out, they put a hefty $200,000 bail on his head, which, good for you. On October 15th, 2015, they finally had a small trial. And I say small trial because it wasn't really a trial. Like, there wasn't news people there and there wasn't people allowed to sit in. The only people that was sitting in was her family, which they held a picture of her the whole time, by the way. Oh, fucking yeah. Badass, savage. And, because he took a plea bargain that we're going to talk about here in a minute. But, yeah, it wasn't really a trial. It was just the family and the judges and all that. So, Jose's defense team tried to say that John, remember John? That's Robin's brother, the best friend.
Yeah.
Okay. They tried to say that Robin confessed to her ex that John was the one to kill Carrie. Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Okay. So, John killed Carrie, apparently. But Robin took the stand and was like, no, I have never told my ex that. My brother would have never killed Carrie, and the only reason her ex was trying to say that was because he was currently in jail, and he was trying to look for, like, something to lessen his sentence. You know what I mean?
Yeah, don't be a piece of shit.
Yeah, don't be a dick. But he was. So they also noted in this quote-unquote trial that the autopsy that was done when she was found said that she died from swelling and bleeding in the skull. Like, it was filled with blood. And it came from a head and neck injury. But it didn't come from falling down the stairs. It came from more than likely a blunt object to the back of the head. He's probably not telling the truth about her falling.
He probably hit her over the head trying to knock her out to do the creepy rapey thing.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't mean for her to fall, and she did, and snapped her neck. Jose ended up taking a plea deal, like I said, for a minimum sentence. And this is going to piss you off. The deal was he would plead guilty to second-degree sexual assault and false imprisonment. That's it. The judge gave him 7 years prison. For raping, fucking killing, and hiding a body for 33 years. He got 7 years of prison.
Wait, her mom was still around, like, her parents were still around to get closure, right?
Yes, 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 yes. Okay. Yeah, like I said, they held a picture the whole time.
Yeah.
And he even actually got to speak and apologize to them, saying that, your, you know,
apology don't mean shit.
Yeah, it was something else, okay? And he said that Carrie was haunting him ever since he killed her.
Good.
And he couldn't take it anymore. And Carolyn's mom believes that 100%. Because she's like, Carrie was a strong and persistent person. And I 100% believe she was haunting him. Like, bitch, tell the truth. Like,
nothing but the truth.
She killed me. Like, ugh. Yeah, get it, Carrie. Haunt him. Till the day he dies, because I think he's still alive.
You should.
He gets out next year. Next year will mark 7 years. So, because this is in 2015. So, yeah. If he didn't take the plea deal, though, he would have faced 20 years instead of 7. But since he took the plea deal, he got 7 years. Yeah.
Took a girl's entire life away, so I feel as if he should serve that many years.
He should serve life, honestly. Exactly. Like, you killed a person, dude. You killed her. You brutally raped her and then stuffed her under a fucking porch like she's just nothing. Like, you should
be...
You
took her future away and then you left her body to the dirt to rot for animals to dig up, you know?
And if your conscience didn't get to you, you would have fucking taken that to the grave with you.
Yeah, like, they...
Screw you, dude.
They would have never known who took their baby from them.
For real. And, like, Carolyn even said, like, now we can rest and so can she. And it just feels nice knowing that her murderer is getting justice and what he's finally done. Like, she's getting justice and he's getting what he deserves. Sorry, let me correct myself.
I understand, like, and I'm glad that this had a good outcome for it, but it's so fucking sad.
It really is. I can't believe nobody realized there was a body under a porch for 17 months. 17 months. That's 2 years for people who hate months.
Them creeping away together.
Yeah. And like, the mom to know that your daughter was right next door, buried under the neighbor's porch this whole time. That would kill me. Oh, gosh. This is a hard one, guys.
It really is.
It's like, it was easier researching and typing it out than it is talking about it. Because that shit, that would suck.
I can't imagine how the family felt.
My heart definitely goes out to Carolyn. And I have pictures that I'll post on Twitter and Facebook. I have Instagram, but I'm telling you guys, stop it. Because I don't really keep up with it.
Instagram is difficult.
Yeah, it really is. You can't post it on the computer. Like, you can't post pictures or anything on the computer. And that's where all my shit is. So let us know what you guys thought about that. I thought it was crazy. Like I said, can't believe nobody noticed a body for that long. And it's just crazy. Nobody said anything like, oh yeah, she was with him. And like, I can't. But
there's so many holes that just...
Mm-hmm. And he'll be out next year. So look for a Jose.
He gets to go out, live his life.
Mm-hmm. He's 50.
His life.
He's 50 right now.
Yeah, but I mean, he's still got more years than she ever had.
He's actually 57 when he gets out because he was convicted when he was 50. So, 57. But still, that's, I mean, he still awful. Can, yeah, walk around and shit. But okay, guys, if you like that, check out our Facebook, our Twitter, not Instagram, and join.
Guys, I don't think she wants you to go to the Instagram.
Yes, stop it. Like, I love you guys and thank you for following it. I appreciate the follows, but please don't. Like, I'd rather you follow Twitter and Facebook because I'm mostly active there. Just
that way you actually get some interaction. Yeah. And if you have any stories you want us to do,
yes, yes, please, please, please tell me what you want us to research. I'll research. I'll do it. I already have a list going. Let's get it longer. Okay. And then next week, Tosh is, it's her episode. Oh, can't wait.
Taking a break from the spooky to talk about some gods.
Yes, I'm so excited. All right, guys, have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week for Tosh's episode.
Drink your water and be nice to each other.
And eat. All right, bye.
Bye. I'm sorry what I did to come on this world. I'm sorry what I did to come on this world. I couldn't help it. Don't know why. I'm so upset. 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 I'm so